I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1918. That was the day streetcar workers in Kansas City walked off the job. It was the third strike since August 1917. Workers had previously struck for union recognition and joined the city general strike that spring. By summer, the city was so desperate for wartime labor, the transit company began hiring women. Though women faced initial opposition, by fall, the union demanded they receive equal pay for equal work. The company had been paying them $15 less a month than their male co-workers. The Amalgamated filed charges with the National War Labor Board, demanding a general wage increase and equal wages for women. The board quickly ruled in the union's favor, but Kansas City Railway refused to abide by the decision. And on this day, 2,675 men and 127 women walked off the job, demanding the company honor the board's ruling. Instead, the company hired scabs. In the rush to restore service, the company failed to properly train the scab drivers, and a number of streetcar crashes reduced the transit company's fleet by more than 300 cars. According to Maureen Wiener Greenwald, author of Women, War, and Work, the company alleged in the press that the strike was an attack against the entire community. On the Missouri side, state militia guarded the strikebreakers, while U.S. Marshals guarded rail tracks on the Kansas side. By April 1919, a federal grand jury indicted union leaders for obstructing a vital industry during wartime, even though the war had been over for 6 months. By May, the strike was lost, and the union busted. It would take another 20 years before Kansas City Transit would finally be organized. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.